Two for the Dough by Janet Ivanovich. Read by Lori Petty.
I knew Ranger was beside me because I could see his earring gleaming in the moonlight. Everything else about him, his t-shirt, his flak vest, his slicked back hair, and 9mm Glock was as black as the night. Even his skin tone seemed to darken in shade. Ricardo Carlos Manoso, the Cuban-American chameleon. I, on the other hand, was the blue-eyed, fair-skinned product of a Hungarian-Italian union and was not nearly so cleverly camouflaged for clandestine evening activities. It was late October, and Trenton was enjoying the death throes of Indian summer. Ranger and I were squatting behind a hydrangea bush, and we weren't enjoying Indian summer, each other's company, or much of anything else. We were following a tip that Kenny Mancuso was scheduled to visit his girlfriend, Julia Sonetta. Kenny Mancuso had recently been charged with shooting a gas station attendant, who also happened to be his former best friend, in the knee. Mancuso had posted a bail bond via the Vincent Plum Bonding Company, ensuring his release from jail and returning him to the bosom of polite society. After his release, he'd promptly disappeared, and 3 days later failed to show face at a preliminary hearing. This did not make Vincent Plum happy. Since Vincent Plum's losses were my windfalls, I saw Mancuso's disappearance from a more opportunistic perspective. Vincent Plum is my cousin and my employer. I work for Vinny as a bounty hunter, dragging felons who are beyond the long arm.